Cindy has lost two straight games against Exara EHK and Boyer Valley and looks to turn the ship back in the right direction this week. Head coach Sean Thompson's Cowboys are taking on number 4 Cam this week, which relies on their speed and power on both sides of the field. He is looking for his athletes to stay confident and control the football against the Cougars.
Well, it's not going to be an easy task. We've played a couple of teams that are just bigger, more physical, and just pound the ball right at us. And now we're going to go and play a team that's speed and power and everything else at you, too. Right now it's just making the mistakes and hurting ourselves and putting ourselves in a bigger hole to get out of than what we're already in. And then it's just kids having confidence or the guys having confidence and just knowing that they can live for the next play and go on to the next one and make that play happen, whether it's offense or defense.
Michael Hensley was a big key on offense last week as he had 122 receiving yards and a touchdown while rushing for a total of 378 yards overall this season. He relied on quarterback Grant Whitehead last week, as Whitehead threw for 204 yards and the touchdown to Hensley. Whitehead will be out this Friday due to penalties from last week. The Cowboys will bring in sophomore quarterback Tate Mount in his first start ever this season.
Yeah, Mike's been our workhorse up with carrying the ball for us this year. He's just a hard runner, runs hard when he gets the ball, and he's a kid that continues to just keep fighting throughout the season, even on the losses. He's still finding a way to get positive yardage. Yeah, when they're stacking the line, a scrimmage, knowing that he's probably getting the ball. And then, Grant Whitehead's done a great job of just controlling the offense for us and running the offense for us, on Friday nights. Unfortunately, he won't be here this Friday, we won't have him this Friday, but we've got a couple backup quarterbacks that we trust, and we're going to ride those guys.
The Darius Albright and Parker Myers had 5.5 total tackles each, as Albright is the second best tackler on the defense this season behind Brandon Gottfried. They have also been utilizing sophomore Ben Kingsolver, as he has 5.5 tackles on the season for the Cowboys.
Well, Ladarius has been a bright spot for us all year. He's been our leading tackler most of the season. I think he's still the top two anyway, but he's just been a bright spot for us. He's come up and made a lot of tackles. Unfortunately, we're having to make more tackles than we want. And then we got Parker Myers back last week. Actually, it was his first week back. We got him back. We knew he'd be a spark plug for us at that defensive end spot, and we're going to continue to ride that spark plug and let him make some more plays for us, and hopefully LD and the rest of the group can come up and get more hats on the ball. That's kind of some area where we've struggled lately. It seems like we get teams, we get them down there in that third and long or fourth and medium distance, and then we just kind of have a relaxed moment, and the next thing I know, they're running the ball down our throat, and we gotta figure out a way to stop that. And hopefully this week we've done enough stuff to try to fix that.
The Sydney defense will be trying to stop the well-oiled machine of number 4 Cam, and is committed to stopping the run first and foremost. They will be looking to stop Cam's chase speaker and put pressure on him in the pocket to dissolve the rushing game for the quarterback. Cam has announced that Jack Fullman is not playing in the competition tonight, which does help Sydney in both the secondary on defense and in their offensive game, as he is tied for third in tackles with 20 for the Cougars. Sydney has a lot of opportunities to stop the well-oiled machine of Cam.
Yeah, and rightfully so that they're ranked number 4 in the state. I mean, my goodness, they're just loaded. I watch them on film, and there's not a weak spot in their game. And Coach Bauer, he's got a well-oiled machine. His kids run the system very, very well. There just is no weak spots, weak holes. That's the speaker. He's a do-it-all guy. Quarterback. He runs the ball. He throws the ball everywhere. And he's got two good running backs back there behind with that 2 and 20. I believe it's Paulson and Williams. They run really, really hard when they get the ball. And then there's a tight end that plays for him at 25, of Bauer. He's a physical ball player on both sides of the ball, whether it's offense or defense. He just attacks the ball in the air. 40, that Jack Fullman, another great athlete. And then they've got a big defensive end, another aggressive, fast defensive end, very good linebackers on defense. As far as how do you prepare to beat a team like that, man, where there's no holes, you just try to go at every angle you can, you just try to play every down. And that's our game plan this week.
Coach Thompson knows that this Cougars team has already outgunned them, but wants to celebrate the little victories along the way that might lead to a big victory in the end.
Well, we know we're outgunned. We know that. But the past 2 years, we've played 11-man football. The past three years, we've played 11-man football. Finally got to come down this year where we feel we belong a little bit. We fit in a little better. And the last couple years of that 11-man football, we knew we were outgunned going into a lot of games. And I told the guys this week, I'm like, you know, we might be outgunned, but, you know, we survived those games, and we're going to survive this one, and we'll figure out ways to make good things happen and look for the positives in everything that we can do, whether it be special teams or whether it be an offensive series. It might be just getting a first down. It might be, you know, making that touchdown. It might be just getting a stop on third down. You know, I mean, just little things like that we'll look for victories. And you know, if you pull off enough of them little victories, maybe they're in the end, you're right there where something good can happen for you. And that's what we're going to try to get done.
Cam hosts Sydney tonight at Cam High School for their homecoming night. This game will be broadcast on 96.5 KSOM and will be live streamed on WesternIowaToday.com. Myself, Zach Collins, and KS95 host Austin West will once again be on the call with a pregame show starting right after the In the Huddle show around 6:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.